Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Partner Pat Kennedy. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hey, thanks so much, Brenda. Excited. I'm always bopping when that song plays, so I'll tell you.
Absolutely. And this is the whole thing, is about raising the vibe and raising the consciousness and raising the knowledge and raising everything we can possibly can to let people know that breast cancer is and can be very, very much prevented. And your experience with the breast show over the last several years of running it has proved that there is a growing need for this information, right?
Absolutely. There's this element of fear and judgment hanging over everyone, and everyone seems to feel when they get a cancer diagnosis that it is something new. But the reality is we all have cancer cells every day. Our body, if you're on your game, you've got the army, your immunity's top-notch, it's going to snuff out the bad guys, period, plain and simple. So we are 100% in charge of the cells of our body, and there's this huge emotional, energetic connection as well.
Absolutely. And the breast show is April 17th, 2016, in beautiful London, Ontario, at the Best Western Lamplighter Inn. And run by the website and how people can get connected, Pat.
Absolutely. It's www.breastshowintown.ca. And if anyone would like any additional information, it's all on the website. Or you can email info@breastshowintown.ca if you'd like to participate as a vendor. It is actually a full spectrum of individuals that are believing and practicing or yearning for something integrative. And our not-for-profit that we support with this effort is PRIM Canada, and that stands for People's Right to Integrative Medicine. And we're playing a huge role in educating, empowering, and supporting you on your journey, your legal right to be informed, and your journey to wellness, whatever that means to you. And so I'm very proud to be aligned with PRIM Canada, and we're so pumped about our 11th show, April 17th. And if you practice or you know a lot about natural medicine or you just want to take a sneak peek, it will be life-altering. Our panel of speakers is stellar. We're discussing everything from mind-body connection, electromagnetic radiation, genetics, and lifestyle medicine, to say a few things, but it's exciting.
Exciting beyond belief, and this is it. It's turning the corner and raising the vibe, and people are really, really anxious and excited and enthralled and empowered to get this information. And one of our keynote speakers is here with us. It is the Awakenings team, and we are really happy to bring you the cutting-edge information from the Awakenings Technique team of Vonda Smith and Dr. Kevin Morrison. And Dr. Kevin Morrison is going to be one of our featured keynote speakers, but this is not limiting the team effort that is behind the Awakenings technique. And as such, come and join us at the Brush Show in town, and you will hear some cutting-edge information from all our speakers and the Awakenings technique and Dr. Kevin Morrison. So Vonda and Dr. Kevin combine their love of biofield therapies, emotional healing, and so much more. And you'll hear some new cutting-edge information that they have just integrated into the Awakenings technique here today. And we really have seen this technique, this couple, really flourish over the last couple of years, really come into their own, and really, really create an international presence and in helping lives around the world with their information. So we're going to find out more from them. Welcome to the show, Vonda and Dr. Kevin.
Thank you. I'm so
Thanks
glad
for having
to be here.
Us.
So what we were talking for just a few minutes before the top of the hour when we start the show here, and tell us a little bit about your belief in how the Awakenings technique can really make an impact, not only in people of all kinds of disorders and diseases, but in particular breast cancer. And
yeah,
breast
well, the
cancer
big thing
prevention.
About the Awakenings technique, the reason it was started is because I've been a chiropractor for 25 years, and I love chiropractic. I realize the importance of being structurally adjusted to keep your nervous system in alignment, to keep your energy high. But I had so many clients who are coming in, and I still do, that they're carrying so much emotional baggage, and I was finding that I couldn't release that emotional baggage simply by adjusting their spine. So I've spent years trying to figure out what I need to do to help them to release that. And the big thing I realized with the emotional baggage is that there's actually been a movement for the last 20 years in terms of science, and there's something called epigenetics, and it's a study where they talk about how the genes of the cell, they're controlled by things outside the cell. We're always brought up, even like with breast cancer, we think that, well, my mom had breast cancer, so I'm going to have breast cancer because it's in my genes, and we're realizing that we're not a slave to our genes. We're not a slave to our health. And the environment of the cells is controlled actually by factors outside the cell, similar to a plant is controlled by the soil it grows in. A cell is controlled by the environment of the blood that it flows in. And they know now that the blood chemistry is controlled by your brain chemistry. And your brain chemistry is basically your thoughts, your perceptions. So it basically comes down to whatever you think, whatever your perceptions are, it changes the brain. That's the brain chemistry. It changes instantaneously, changes the blood chemistry, changes the environment, the health of the cells. That environment is picked up by the cells by little receptors on the cell's membrane. Like they're like little antenna, and they send information to the genes. And all the genes do is they either are turned on or turned off. And depending whether those genes are positive or negative, you're going to have positive effects or negative effects when the genes are turned on and off, just like you turn a light switch on or off. So what Awakenings does is it changes your perceptions and your thoughts to make them the best they can be, make them the most positive they can be, make them help you to release the negative emotional baggage that you've carried possibly since you were a little child, and therefore the information you're continually sending, your brain sending to your cells, is information that's going to improve the health of those cells, whether it's breast cancer, whether any kind of cancer. So we've just kept tweaking and improving the Awakenings technique to give people the best, the best they can be when they leave our office.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just, for the listeners, when you say Awakenings technique, can you explain a little bit about the process of that, what it is? I'm sure they're like, wow, I need this. We all need this. And what would that entail? What would that be like? Is there a physicalness to this treatment? Or how does it work through to get results, and what's the process?
Well, this technique, we do it different ways. We do it whether the client can be sitting in front of us, in our office. We have a room where we do the Awakenings, very private and quiet. We can do it over the telephone. We can do it over Skype. And what I do is I help the patient. I help to uncover through kinesiology, through muscle testing, what emotions those patients are holding on to. And the technique is, it would take us too long to explain exactly what the whole technique is. But what we do is we, in the process, we help to basically have those patients let go of the negative emotions. We have them then install positive emotions. We have them do affirmations. We use sound therapy. We use, I'm trying to think what else, a lot of different types of therapies. We've done it for so long, it just becomes second nature to us. But the thing about the technique that I love so much is it's a non-talk therapy, that whether you're on the phone or sitting in front of us, people are always surprised when I say you don't have to tell us about your dramas and traumas, and we can still make a difference. And that's why we get so many, we've got so many clients coming to us, because they don't want us, they don't want to retell what they've gone through. And honestly, it's really not, in the scheme of things, it's not important. All we want to do is we want to get to the emotions that they've been holding on to, that they may not even know they've been holding on to, that have been basically affecting their health in a negative way. Get rid of those. We're basically planting a new garden, a better garden within their minds. We're basically pulling out the weeds and putting in roses. And so when they leave, they have positive thoughts, positive feelings. And what we do with awakenings, it's not a it doesn't last for a minute or 2 minutes. It lasts for a lifetime. So, and it also, what it does is when you change people's emotional health, it alters their physical health. So I end up not having to adjust people near as much, because when you clear the emotions, you clear the physiology. It's a really awesome technique.
Yeah, most of these emotions that people are carrying on has been downloaded since the basically conception, right through to the age of 7. Yeah. So any fears or worries or concerns or anger that your parents had has been downloaded into your unconscious mind. And so that's what we do with the kinesiology, the muscle testing, is we tap into the unconscious mind. So you might not even remember where these emotions come from, but you just keep reliving the same patterns over and over again until we release those in one way or another.
So
well, this is such a vital message that has to get out, because classically what do people talk about? It's predominantly a mainstream world when it comes to emotional health, mental health, et cetera, and you're seeing a psychotherapist. You're walking through all these various techniques. So it's kind of taking, as one of my colleagues said, taking us from Freud to quantum physics. It's a leap. But we've got to get this message out. I'm thrilled to have you present this.
Yeah, a lot of people, what they hear from their doctor is that you have stress, but they really don't know what stress is. They think work stress and that, but what it is emotional stress. And we have a way for people to tap into their confidence level again. So if it's like lack of confidence at work, they feel that they're not, worthy of their job, what we do is we actually tap into the confidence that is there, that their unconscious mind actually forgot. So we start letting their unconscious mind start playing new tapes of feeling confident, and so the old tapes of not feeling confident are no longer running in the unconscious mind. So I always say it's sort of like a download that we are taking out and reprogramming, so that you now only connect to feeling confident, and it just grows. Once you connect to that confidence, it grows in, say, now you're confident at work, but now you're confident, with your family relationships and in your friends' relationships, and it just carries over. So that's the cool thing about when you tap into one emotion and replace it.
The one thing I want to say with what Vonda said is that what I found in my practice is that, as we know, there's two parts of the mind. There's your conscious mind, which is your thinking mind. I'm going to make a choice, make a decision. The subconscious mind is the part of the mind where you store memories, store thoughts. And your subconscious mind, it basically is the biggest part of your mind. And basically, most of our life, we're running our life on our subconscious mind. We're running on basically tapes, pre-programmed tapes, like she said, that are downloaded before the age of 7. And what happens is a lot of my clients, they say, well, I've gone to someone to have talk therapy. I'm going to talk out my problems. And what happens is it never works. because
you're just refueling the unconscious mind to those stories and emotions again, but they're not actually releasing them.
Yeah, well, when you talk, your subconscious mind goes to sleep, and your conscious mind just buries that information, that those traumas even further, and you never get to the actual emotions that you need to release. So you'll go there forever and ever and ever. And my point is, people live busy lives, and they want something that works quickly, and they don't have to keep coming and coming. And that's the one thing they love about awakenings, is there's a beginning and an end, and it's a very short process.
And when you say works quickly, can you give us an idea of time? It must be individualized, but approximately?
Yes, very much so. What we find with youth, because they're not holding on to those emotions and reliving those experiences over and over again, it's very quickly. It's like one or two sessions, and each session is about an hour to an hour and a half. But with people in our 40s and 50s, when they really connect to letting go of stuff, sometimes it takes up to about five sessions of an hour and a half. But we are actually learning new techniques that's making it even quicker, so that we're getting clients in and out of here in two sessions. So we're very, very pleased with the progress that we've had with tapping into the unconscious mind.
And what I've been finding with doing the awakenings, with what we changed, is it's gone for me from probably an hour and a half to about probably 45 minutes. So basically under an hour. So people, you know, and they're coming out. They may be coming one, two, three times, but they're spending a total of maybe 2-3 hours with their, you know, helping to change their thought processes rather than spending years. I know clients who've been going to talk therapists for $200 an hour for 2 to 3 years. And I go, oh, my God, like, we would never have you spend that much money. There's no need to. So we just have to get this out that, like you said, breast health is so preventable. It's about your, you know, things like diet are important, but your mental health, what you think, your belief system, it controls the cells, it controls everything. And people think it's all about taking medications, and that's not the way that health should be going.
Well, I believe the breast show, right, Brenda, is body, mind, spirit.
Yes, exactly. So this is perfect. This is perfect information to get out to people, supercharge their lives, be a very cost-effective, non-burden to the healthcare system, and really taking charge of their life and understanding that their emotions are like the rotor sending out the Wi-Fi signal to ourselves, and so we can totally program it. It's amazing.
Yeah. The biggest thing people have to know is you are in control of your health. You're not controlled by your genes. You're not controlled by your past. You're not controlled by your parents' health. The only thing that you really need to control is your thoughts and your perceptions. And if you do that, your health is going to soar.
Wow.
That's all they got. That's all they have to do. And there's lots of ways out there to do it. We happen to be, I think, one of the best ways.
Now, Dr. Kevin, are you going to be demoing this technique at the event?
Yep, we'll do whatever you want us to do to get the word out.
Fantastic. So that's an incredible opportunity for people to once again understand what an integrative event is, to really get in the energy and the space and pick the brains of these experts and taste and sample and touch and feel what is going on energetically with natural preventative medicine at best. And if it's something that you have felt that you know everything about, you're going to be very surprised when you come to the 2016 breast show, that's for sure.
Yeah, what we've done in the past at the different events that we've gone to is actually taken 10 minutes with people that are just walking through and connect to their emotional health if they're willing to do that, and just let them know what is buried there, and it's profound. Sometimes they thought, I've never thought of that. I did not realize I was still holding on to those issues. So that's, awareness is huge. And that's the other cool thing about awakenings, is that it makes you so much more aware. And when you're aware of your emotions, then you can actually control your emotions. Like yesterday, we had a client came in just for chiropractic, and she, you know, I just happened to ask her how is she doing, and she couldn't talk through her tears. She was so upset from a situation at work that she felt bullied by a supervisor, and so I talked to her and brought her into the awakenings room, and 25 minutes later, she was laughing and smiling on the chiropractic table just by having her connect to releasing some emotions, but connecting to some really positive emotions. And when she was down there, she had the awareness of what was actually going on at work, and we know that she was going to have a different perspective of what her supervisor was all about when she went to work today. So that was
That's a fantastic example. Wow.
Well, it's definitely a 1-2 punch, right? We have the physicality, which Dr. Morrison, you do with the chiropractic, and blend it beautifully together with the emotional work. And so your chiropractic is business must be just absolutely flourishing because of the results emotionally and physically as well. So,
well, the thing is with the chiropractic, for the 25 years, I've always done the chiropractic basically intuitively that my patients, we're always busy because when patients come in, what they love is that I still use the kinesiology like I do the muscle testing like I do with the awakenings, but I basically am able to tell them where they're structurally blocked, where they're having problems. They never have to tell me where I have to go. So they just basically get on the table. They trust me. I've had clients with me now for over 20 years. And, like, I've been in practice 25 years, but I think my longest one has been here 20 years. And sometimes I kind of laugh because I'll tell them, well, you've got sinus issues, you've got issues here, there. They never tell me, but they're so used to the way I practice that they just assume that's normal. And I said, you realize how amazing that is? Like, I can connect to that. And then they go, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. But they just figure that every chiropractor can do that, every medical doctor can do that. And unfortunately, that, as you both know us well, that's not the truth. And people that come to our office, they just keep saying with the emotional work and the way we adjust, they said, you got to get this out there. Just like you're saying, we got to get all this information about breast health, about the real ways that you can treat breast health. And so I tell my clients, I said, tell people that don't come here to come here because we've got a great way to take care of you, whether it's physically or emotionally. And like I said, you've got amazing speakers coming to the breast show. I've been so busy the last couple of years at the breast show having people come to our booth and like Vonda said, spending time with them and tell them what emotions that I would like to help them with that I haven't had a lot of time to go around and talk to everyone else. But it's a great venue. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Oh, well, thank you. And you haven't seen anything yet. We're really, really excited because I believe the people are speaking, and it's exponentially growing, that desire to find out more. These people all can't be nuts, you know. They're tapping into something I don't know about, and they're searching and searching and searching. And so I believe that we're going to find this just grow over the years to a magnitude that we're going to be able to get the message out far more effectively because there is a shift occurring here for sure.
Yes, and we see that with our patients that come in the door too, that they're looking for alternative ways to better their health because they are not getting the results that they want through the other systems.
Yeah, they're getting angry. They're getting really angry, and they tell us about their anger as they're on the table or in the awakenings room. But they're saying, thank God, there's these other approaches. But more work has to be done to get the word out there because so many people they don't know that alternative healers are out there, and a lot of them are being squashed or they're being stuck out in the backwoods, and they should be right in the forefront. This is where healthcare should have gone years ago, and I applaud you two for what you're doing because it's time to make a change. People are tired of the same old, because it doesn't work.
Well, Brenda and I are both involved on that board for Prim Canada, and this is the message of the Canadian people we're working diligently for every potential patient, every potential person searching for integrative options. And people need to join the movement. It's not for profit. It's free to join. It is an incredible site, and I think everyone should get on www.primcanada.org and join. And we're working hard behind the scenes. Not everyone knows about PRIM, and there's many efforts like this trying to raise awareness. As you say, it's so needed right now for the masses. They're searching.
They absolutely
are. Well,
you're
doing a wonderful job, the two of you. I've known you both for years, same as Vonda, and they couldn't pick two better people to be spokespersons to help run this organization. And I know you guys are gonna. I want to see this eventually. I want to see it worldwide. I want it to be like on everyone's tongues.
Yeah.
Because as you know, the way that people are being treated now, they're so unhappy. And when they come to our office, they love coming here, but I want them to know there's so many other people that are awesome out there that can do so much without giving them pills, potions, and lotions, cutting them open. There's so much you can do in a natural way, and I almost don't like it being called alternative medicine. This is mainstream. I think that medicine, the way it's been practiced for the last few years, I think it's becoming alternative.
Yeah, it's very interesting,
right,
too, that there's like so many people that come in the office that went to specialist and they can't find what's wrong with them, but they still have the symptoms, and that's the emotional components behind their physical issues. Even like people with throat problems that can't swallow or have constriction around their throat, and it's really all about, you know, taking back their power and speaking their truth and in a very compassionate way rather than when they hit the anger issues. You know, I can, when I go looking back at my own life, I can really speak my truth when I got really angry. But most of the time I suppressed all of my my thoughts and feelings, and I had chronic sore throats all the time. That was my big issue. But we've had clients that to the point where they couldn't even swallow and had their throat stretched, which obviously didn't work, and the discomfort of going through that process. Where when they did the emotional aspect of it, within the session while they sat here, their throat opened up and they were like almost in disbelief about how different their throat felt.
Well, they had
in
never,
a short period of time.
They'd never had a voice, and we took away those emotions that constricted them from having a voice. And the medicine would say, let's stretch your throat. And it just makes me laugh. I got it.
Wow.
Because we know differently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, we got to get our doctors educated in the emotional aspect, and it's happening. I know that it's happening. It's really got to push forward with it.
The thing with doctors is they keep thinking that emotions are separate from our physical body, and I know that it's your emotions that create your physiology. It's the opposite. If you don't deal with your emotions, then you get symptoms. If you don't deal with the emotions, those symptoms become dis-ease. And whether the dis-ease can be breast health issue, breast cancer, it can be bowel issues, it can be anything, but it starts with the emotions. And that's what
powerful.
So many of the people are going to be at the breast show in different aspects. They're working with emotions, or at least the energy around emotions. So everybody should go. It's going to be a great show.
Wow, thank you so, so very much. A powerful testimonial. Your information has just been like rocket speed here, rocket fuel for us. We're winding right down. We have less than a minute left to go. And so quickly, give us your website and how they can connect with the Awakenings Technique and your wonderful work.
Okay, Awakenings Technique is www.awakeningstechnique.com. And our
phone number is 519-474-1113. If they have any questions, they can also email us at drkevinis@rogers.com. And as always, we're available for doing chiropractic too, chiropractic and emotional work. And we work out of our house. It's a very, very gentle environment. We work with you one-on-one. Vonda and I are doing everything. So you're going to feel very welcome and loved when you come to our office.
Oh, thank you so very, very much for being our special
guest. I want to go right now.
Yes, take me away. We're going to be signing up.
Well, you both
and
have been
over.
Here. You've seen the office.
What's that?
Thank you.
But you
thank
both
you,
in here.
You.
You've seen the office. So you know what we
yes.
do. You know what it's like.
Yes. Yeah. It's
well,
inviting.
It's been an awesome half hour for us. We're really pleased that you asked us to come on and talk.
Oh, well, it's likewise. And Pat, thank you so much for another wonderful partnership here on Breast Show Radio. We're thrilled to have the Awakenings Technique here with us, and Dr. Kevin Morrison and Vonda Smith, and both doctors, in my heart and mind. And thank you, everyone. Join us again for another episode of Breast Show Radio. Enjoy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. What you say.